I'm the dopest of the dopest. Hater, I know you know this. My style's still the precious and mine is still the coldest. Don't you lose focus, the paper is still the gold.
Not for $1 million will I sell my soul.
Back against the wall, but I'm in love with the pressure.
3, 2, 1, and we're live. 3&D, Signs in Sports Podcast.
What's going on? Welcome to the big episode 20. Guys, today we're going to be talking about the New York Jets podcast. Whoa. Speaking of New York Jets podcast, there's a couple New York Jets podcasts that I would like to reach out to and shout out them, but I will do that whenever I figure out what the name of those podcasts are, because again, I'm a new New York Jets fan. 2018, it's only been 4 years, going into my fourth year. As I said in the podcast in episode 19, the Dallas Cowboys football schedule for 2022, episode 19, I said I was a New York Jets fan. I became a New York Jets fan because of Le'Veon Bell, because the nostalgia that I feel when I see the uniforms, the colors, and I just love the uniforms. I love MetLife, and I wanted to follow a second team since the Cowboys are steady, just like one and done in the playoffs. I was like, you know what? I'm going to follow another team because I kind of know what I'm going to get every year from the Cowboys until, I'm just kidding, this is our year. But yeah, I'm a Jets fan, 4 years. It's my second team, just kind of like the way I was a fan of the Warriors. Everybody that knows me, if they know I was a fan of the Warriors, that's how my fandom for the Jets is. So that being said, this episode we are going to talk about the New York Jets 2022 NFL football schedule. This is 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast, episode 19, the New York Jets NFL football schedule 2022. So we are going to get straight into it. I do not have an ad for you guys today here on the early part of this episode. You know what? Since it is episode 20, maybe I just won't. Maybe I'll just have like an ad-free episode. Maybe this episode will be ad-free. So I think that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go ahead and, it's ad-free this episode. So you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming and listening. I appreciate you guys coming and, you know, just listening to the nonsense. This show stinks, as we say. I mean, and you guys are here listening and helping us out and showing us love. So I appreciate y'all. The 5 to 10 people that we get to come listen. Hey, shout you out, Pam. I'm pretty sure it's my sisters and my mom. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So, hey, it is what it is. I'm not tripping about nothing. So let's get into this NFL football schedule for 2022-2023 for the New York Jets. Week one, they have the Baltimore Ravens. Week two, they have the Cleveland Browns. Week three, they have the Cincinnati Bengals. Week four, they have the Pittsburgh Steelers. Week five, they have the Miami Dolphins. Week six, they have the Green Bay Packers. Week seven, they have the Denver Broncos. Week eight, they have the New England Patriots. Week nine, the Buffalo Bills. Week 10, they have a bye. Week 11, they have the New England Patriots. Week 12, they have the Chicago Bears. Week 13, Minnesota Vikings. Week 14, Buffalo Bills. Week 15, Detroit Lions. Week 16, Jacksonville Jaguars. Week 17, Seattle Seahawks. And week 18, they have the Miami Dolphins to close out the year. So we are going to, that was their schedule, their full schedule, and that is the end of this episode. Guys, it was going to be a short, I'm just kidding. What does that look like? 5 minutes? A 5-minute episode? You know we can't do that. I talk too much. Take flight, baby. J-E-T-S. Jets, Jets, Jets. I'm going to work on getting, you know, a collab with those Jets podcasts. Those are my dudes. You know what I mean? I watch them here and there every day, whatever. Now I watch them every day. But yeah, that was the entire, NFL football schedule for 2022 for the New York Jets. We ran through week one through week 18. And now we are going to go back and we are going to discuss the day that they played, the time, and the channel. That way you guys can know. That way if, and if it's home or away as well. So, you know, just all the details in case there are any New York Jets fans that are listening. We never know how far this podcast gets, whatever. I mean, who knows? Maybe we got a Jets fan out there that's listening. So you can listen to the New York Jets NFL football schedule for 2022-2023 right here on the 3ND Signs and Sports Podcast, episode 20. Big 20, big 20, big 20. We have a, I just want to let you guys know, we are probably going to have a, probably like 2-3 segments, all pertaining to the schedule. We're just going to, as I did, I just ran down the 1 through 18. Next, we're going to run down dates. We're going to run down channels, home, away, and time. And then we're going to go back and we're going to go through it again. And we're going to discuss matchups. We're going to discuss how I think Zach Wilson will fare against each of these defenses. Zach's fifth, that's my guy. I fully ride behind Zach Wilson, support him. He is, you know what I'm saying? He's a quarterback you can get behind. The way we'll have a Zach Wilson episode soon. I'm not going to get into it right now. We'll get into it as we get into the third segment and we start talking about him versus these defenses, because the thing about the AFC is it's stacked this year. So there's like, there's tons of talent. He's going to have a lot of competition in the quarterback area. He plays the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, Deshaun Watson with the Browns, Joe Burrow with the Bengals, Kenny Pickett with the Steelers, Tua with the Dolphins, Aaron Rodgers with the Packers, Denver and Russell Wilson, Mac Jones in New England, Josh Allen with Buffalo, Justin Fields, Kirk Cousins, Jared Goff, Trevor Lawrence, Geno Smith with the Seattle Seahawks or whoever is quarterback for them, and then like Tua. So he's going to play a lot of good quarterbacks as compared to the NFC, where there's not as many good quarterbacks because some of them moved over here to the AFC. What we're going to do is we're going to run through it again, like I said, and we're going to talk about dates, channel, home versus away, and time. So you guys know when to catch these games. If anybody buys NFL Sunday ticket and they have every game, throw me your login information. I'd like to, you know, shout out. You're welcome. You're welcome for the information. Now you can, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, let's go through that. Week one, we got the Baltimore Ravens, and they play, that is at home at MetLife in New Jersey, New York, whatever it is. They play on CBS September 11th at 1 p.m. Week two, the New York Jets go on the road to Cleveland to play the Cleveland Browns on CBS September 18th at 1 p.m. The thing about the Jets is you're going to see a lot of 1 p.m. games. So literally most of their games are 1 p.m. except for like four of them. So you're going to hear a lot of 1 p.m. So week three, they go back home to MetLife on CBS versus the Cincinnati Bengals September 25th at 1 p.m. Week four, they head back on the road to Pittsburgh, and they play Kenny Pickett and the Steelers on CBS October 2nd, 1 p.m. Week five, they come back home to MetLife again. That's cool. It's a home, away, home, away, home, away. They come back to MetLife. They play the Dolphins. That is CBS October 9th at 1 p.m. Week six, they go back on the road to Green Bay on Fox October 16th at 1 p.m. I see they have a lot of televised games, though. I think that's going to be cool. Or I think, what are all of their games televised? Oh, but it's probably only per area, I would imagine. Yeah, especially all these 1 o'clock games. Week six against Aaron Rodgers, like we said, Fox October 16th, 1 p.m. at Lambeau. Then they stay on the road. They go to Denver and they play Russ and the Broncos on CBS October 23rd at 4 o'clock, at 3 o'clock. So this is a 3 o'clock game. That'll probably be a game of the week, maybe. Russ versus Zach. Who knows? Probably not. Week 8, they come back home after a 2 road game stretch. They come back home to MetLife to play Mac Jones and the New England Patriots. That is CBS, October 30th, 1 p.m. And they stay in MetLife in week 9, the week before their bye week in week 10, as they take on their third division rival in the first 9 weeks, that being the Miami Dolphins, the New England Patriots. And now week 9 on CBS, November 6th, 1 p.m., you have the Buffalo Bills in MetLife. And then you go to week 10, and that is your bye week. Coming out of the bye week, you have week 11. It is, you have the Patriots, Sunday, November 20th at 1 p.m. Eastern. That's at Gillette Stadium. Moving into week 12, you have Sunday, 11-27, that is November 27th, 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. That's the Bears on Fox, MetLife. Week 13 at the Vikings, CBS, that's 1 o'clock December 4th, U.S. Bank Stadium, that's in Minnesota. Week 14 at the Bills, CBS, December 11th, 1 o'clock Eastern. That is at Highmark Stadium, that's in Buffalo. Week 15, you go to Detroit to play the Lions. Well, actually, you don't go to Detroit. You play the Lions at MetLife on Fox, December 18th, the week before Christmas, 1 o'clock Eastern. There's a theme. All these games are coming out at 1. They're all 1 o'clock games. But anyways, the Jaguars, Amazon Prime Video. That's interesting. Week 16, Thursday, 12-22, December 22nd, 7-15. That is at MetLife, so that'll be a cool one. Week 16, get that to look forward to. Zach and Trevor Lawrence, that'll be a matchup for a while, I imagine. Week 17, you got Sunday, January 1st of the new year. That is 3 o'clock Eastern at the Seattle Seahawks. That is on Fox, and that is in Lumen Field. That is Seattle. And then moving into the last week of the season, week 18, to be determined at the Dolphins. That's Hard Rock Stadium. The time and channel to be determined. So yeah, that was the 1 through 18. That is channel. That is home or away. And that is time and date. So there you go. For those of you who care about the New York Jets and what time they play, who they play, when they play, you can find it here on the newest, most exciting platform on 3&D, Signs and Sports Podcast. Catch us on Rumble. Okay, we're moving into segment 3. As I said, guys, it's probably going to be a 30-minute episode. Nothing too crazy. This is episode 20, though. Keep an eye out, though. I will tell you this. Keep an eye out because I think soon we are going to do a true episode, and I am going to talk about JB, Rilo, Chach with the Heat, Tone G, Merculation, and I'm even going to talk about A2J. So, and of course myself, I'll be playing some music from everybody. Reminiscent to the Kanye West episode, where it was a podcast, but I was playing little snippets of different songs and stuff like that. That's going to be the same thing, and I think the reason I bring it up is because I think it's going to be a good episode. So I'm thinking maybe doing it like, you know, maybe 25, or doing it like episode 30, or shit, who knows? Maybe it could be next episode, you know? So you guys be looking out for that. That's going to be something pretty interesting. There might be a article that comes out about it on Day One Vibes. Who knows? Who doesn't? Who knows? Who knows? We'll see what happens. You know, shout out Day One Vibes. Shout out 3&D Signs and Sports Podcast. Shout out True Records. Shout out Villain Vision Music. Chach with the Heat. You already know. Heathen's Haven. Catering with Grace. Lucky Creations. But King of Fades. I can't get to Reese Forrest. I can't get to all of them, guys. But you know what I'm saying. Yeah, let's keep this thing going. This is going to be segment 3. We're going to go back to the schedule, and we're going to talk about matchups. We're going to talk about, actually, what I'm going to do on segment 3 is I'm going to start. I didn't talk about the preseason, so I guess I'll just run through the preseason. I'm going to give you all the details about each preseason game. We're not going to talk matchups in the preseason because it's the preseason, you know. So that being said, let's go through the preseason, and when we get to the regular season, we're going to discuss just main matchup we're looking forward to. So we're not going to talk all matchups. We're just going to talk one. Most of them will probably be Zach Wilson related for the Jets side because, I mean, come on. That's our guy. Okay, so let's let's get into it, guys. Week one of the preseason, we're going to Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30 p.m. Eastern. That is August 12th. That's on a Friday against the Eagles. Week two, we got the Falcons at MetLife on ESPN, August 22nd, 8 p.m. Eastern. Week three, we have the New York Giants Sunday, August 28th, 1 p.m. Eastern. That's at MetLife as well. That's a home game for both teams. And they only have three preseason games this week. This year. So there you go. That was the preseason. Quick, right? Got that done fast. There's only one televised preseason game for the Jets this year. So regular season. Let's go back through it. Like I said, we're going to talk about one matchup from each one and how I think Zach Wilson's going to do against each of these defenses. Like, I'm not going to give any stat lines or nothing, like, but, you know, just like, oh, he might struggle. He's going to blah, 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 blah. You know, just give my opinions, the stuff that you guys want to hear, the stuff that you guys tune in to hear, you know, even if it's just my mom. Shout out my mom. I know she's listening, probably not, but even if it's just my sister, my brother, my cousins, you know, whatever, whoever's listening, man, whoever gets an escape from this podcast, shout out. You know what I'm saying? That's all we do it for, to give you something, give you some type of outlet to just, you know, go just be distracted for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So, shout out the Jets. Regular season week one, they got the Ravens. So, obviously, unless you have a favorite player on the Ravens, it's Lamar Jackson and Zach Wilson. That's going to be the key matchup that we want to watch. Lamar Jackson, former MVP, Zach Wilson in his second year. Reloaded with weapons. Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore, see him in his second year. You know, watch some of the line come together again, like start, you know, building some chemistry year to year. Week two, we got the Browns. We got the Browns in week two. Obviously, it's Deshaun Watson coming back or Baker Mayfield, the whole situation there with them. And obviously, Zach Wilson against that defense, that pass rush, Miles Garrett. You know, Denzel Ward covering Garrett Wilson or Elijah Moore, whoever he's covering, one of the highest paid cornerbacks in the league, you know. Week three, we got the returning Super Bowl runner-ups, the Bengals. Obviously, Joe Burrow, Zach Wilson, two possible future faces of the NFL. Head-to-head, Ja'Marr Chase, my boy. That's our boy on this podcast. Can't wait to get him on an interview. Ja'Marr Chase versus and Garrett Wilson, Elijah Moore. You know, I've kind of put them two into a pair and into one because we don't know what Garrett Wilson is. We know Elijah Moore is good, but we got to see what Garrett Wilson is. Defense for the Bengals, I'm not going to lie. Week four at the Steelers, that's going to be Kenny Pickett and Zach Wilson. Don't know much else about the Steelers other than their defense is usually pretty good without their team is usually pretty good with or without, you know, stars. Shout out Mike Tomlin. So Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett for the Steelers. Week five, we have the Dolphins. That will be Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek Hill, the one that just came from Alabama. Jalen Waddle, Tua, Tyreek, that revamped Miami Dolphins team. Behind Mike Daniels versus obviously Zach Wilson, Elijah Moore, Corey Davis, Denzel Mims, Garrett Wilson. We want to see it. Breece Hall. You know what I'm saying? Beast Hall. Week six at the Packers. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers, Zach Wilson. Most of these are obvious, right? Because it's mostly the quarterback. It's mostly the quarterback matchup. That being said, leading perfectly into week seven, where it is not the quarterback on the other side. Oh, yeah, it is Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson. But I was thinking about, honestly, my first thought before Russ was Cortland Sutton. And, what's his name? How am I blanking on all these names right now? Patrick Surtain II from Alabama last year, top cornerback in their in that draft class, stud, showed out his first year. Week 8, the New England Patriots, Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, same draft class, Zach Wilson number 2, Mac Jones number 10. Obviously, that's the main, and Bill Belichick's defense as well. Always a struggle to play a Bill Belichick defense. So the Bills, Josh Allen, Zach Wilson, Stephon Diggs, Garrett Wilson, Sauce Gardner versus Stephon Diggs, you know, there's going to be some good matchups there. Week 10, a bye. Week 11 at the New England Patriots again, so they'll be seeing the Patriots for the second time in 3 weeks, and that is their three-week stretch where they have division by division. You know who the Patriots are, the Bears. We want to see Justin Fields, Zach Wilson. Again, same thing. Zach Wilson drafted number 2. Justin Fields in the same class. We want to see that happen. Week 13 at the Vikings. Kirk Cousins, Adam Thielen, Justin Jefferson, but probably most likely Justin Jefferson and Zach Wilson. And of course, the same names that you're going to be hearing over and over on this podcast, because we're going to be following it, you know. Week 14 at the Bills. You already know. We just talked about that one. The Lions, it'll be interesting to see who did they just draft. Aiden Hutchinson coming off of the line to come at Zach Wilson. That's going to be what we want to watch. Week 16, the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence, Zach Wilson. Let's see it happen on Amazon Prime. Seahawks, we get to see Zach Wilson with his first chance to kind of go crazy on a team that they might be better than, you know what I'm saying? So, week 18 at the Dolphins, again, Mike Daniels, Tyreek Hill, Tua, Jalen Waddle, good team, formidable opponents, and a division, you know? So, guys, that's it. That's all we got. That's the end of this episode. It wasn't even 30 minutes, it was 20 minutes. But that being said, I do gotta go. Full disclosure, your boy just had a baby. My baby just entered into this world as I come back from the hospital to record this podcast, because, you know, you guys are important to me. So even though my baby is here, my baby girl is taking care of him right now, here I am recording the podcast because I love y'all. You know how it goes. No, hey, it ain't a big deal. It ain't a big deal. I do it for you guys. But yeah, we're going to wrap up this podcast. I'm going to go play dad for the rest of the night. I will be back. I will be back very soon. Nothing is going to change. Nothing plans on changing. We are full steam, full press forward. And we still plan on bringing you the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. I can't promise you anything, but I feel like we are going to hear from the three of the 3&D a lot sooner than we all anticipate. But I know that's coming, and we will just be waiting for it to happen. I mean, hey, we're waiting here. We're holding it down. We're building the platform. Guys, I appreciate you guys. This was the 20th episode of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast. That's a tongue twister. Y'all hear that? I've almost nailed it, but damn, it's a tongue twister. I appreciate y'all. 20 episodes in. I remember just like it was yesterday, we were talking about 10 episodes. So, and I remember just like it was last week that we were talking about the first episode, you know? So, guys, here we are, 20 episodes in. We don't plan on stopping. I plan on continuing. We got a lot of things happening. We got a lot of cool things that we're going to get into. And like I said, we have only just barely begun to have the idea of scratching the surface, you know? So a lot of things to come. Guys, I appreciate you guys. I'm on my way to be a father. I appreciate you guys. Hashtag Ian Phillip in the comments on this episode 20. I appreciate you guys again. I'm sorry I say it a lot, but I do. This isn't only an outlet for you guys, it is for me as well. When things get hard, where do y'all think I come? I come here and I talk to y'all, you know? So shout out to you guys. I love y'all. Shout out Rumble, Make America Great Again. This is not just your podcast, it's America's podcast, and it's a people's platform. I will catch you guys on episode 21 of the 3&D Signs and Sports podcast.
The realest underground entertainment, T-R-U-E, hashtag that, true. the realest underground entertainment. Your source for local music, your source for local marketing, hype, branding, exclusive experience. What do you need? What do you got? How can we help you? How can you help us? How can we help you? TRUE, the realest underground entertainment. Rilo, Tone G, Merculation, DIG, JB, Chach with the heat. Shout out to Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J, Villain Vision Music, A2J. Check out the realest underground entertainment at True Records on YouTube, at the realest underground entertainment on Facebook, and at Day One Vibes, the home of the realest underground entertainment. Get at your boys.
Are you craving something sweet? Do you love dessert? Are you tired? Do you not want to drive anywhere? Do you like delivery? Do you like delivered baked goods to your door? It's the future, ladies and gentlemen. We gotta get with the times and we gotta get with the efforts. Catering with Grace, baked goods, delivery, and more is offering that service to you today. Call the number 361-474-3050 and inquire about information to get your graduation catered, to get your wedding catered, to get your birthday catered, to get your niece's quinceañera catered, to get your Saturday night party catered, get your Super Bowl party catered, get your Sunday game day catered. We can do it all. They can do it all. Catering with Grace, 474-3050. That is 361-474-3050. What are you doing this Saturday night? What are you doing this Friday night? Matter of fact, what are you doing Thursday night for ladies' night? Heathen's Haven in Premont, Texas, owned and ran by producer of True Records artists DIG, JB, Rilo, Tone G, and A2J, Chach with the Heat, a bar established in 2021 in Premont, Texas. Heathen's Haven, open today, where the heathens come to play. Come and check out the newest, hottest, craziest attraction. Come and have a beer. Come and have a drink. Come and have a laugh with everybody at Heathen's Haven. Let's go.